UAS TechPrep Regional Coordinator Kim Shotko says her main goal is to help local students get educated and get good jobs in their hometown. And because Shotko is now based in Wrangell, she wants to aid the community in filling its need for workers trained in healthcare, construction, and marine services.
Because UAS is really interested in Wrangell and in expanding their program so people have more opportunities with construction, with welding, with marine transportation, refrigeration and air, plumbing and heating, all of those things we need in the community and talking with different businesses. I have a whole list.
And she says Wrangell is unique because of opportunities for educating students by partnering with other organizations like the fire department, the hospital, and local businesses. Wrangell School Superintendent Patrick Mayer says this is just the beginning of the district's relationship with UAS, and it's growing.
So we're looking at how we can develop programs with certainly, you know, increased tech prep offerings in the school, but also adult ed programs in the community, and partnering with entities within the community to provide even more opportunities for students, whether they be high school students or adult students.
A tech prep course is any class taught to a high school student by a high school teacher for University of Alaska credit. The program is meant to help high school students start gaining the skills and college credit they need to continue their education after they graduate. Wrangell already offers 62 college credits in math, English, computer literacy, emergency medical technician training, mining, welding, and woodworking. For the next school year, Shotko is proposing the addition of courses for certified nurse aid training, medical terminology, fisheries oceanography, and Alaska salmon culture. Other possibilities include programming for culinary arts, health information management, criminal justice, and marine transportation. But she also hopes to start some adult education courses in Wrangell. Some courses are already available to high school students, like woodworking and welding. Additional classes might be about human anatomy, diesel engines, electrical systems, and refrigeration. That way, Wrangell residents would be able to stay in town longer while continuing their education. For example, if a health sciences program is created, students could do a 2-year pre-nursing program in Wrangell and then go to Juneau for 2 years to become a registered nurse. Shotko says that even with state budget issues already forcing cuts to public education, she thinks the health sciences program can still move forward.
Right now, the university is under hiring restrictions, and so it's kind of put a damper on things, but I think once we understand how the budget's impacting, I think that we can move past that.
At the local level, the Wrangell School District is planning to save money by dropping a faculty position after a teacher retires at the end of this year. That teacher leads a tech prep course. Mayer says the state budget will force the district to reevaluate the ways it offers classes.
I think there is ways that we can accomplish this. For example, looking with that retiring teacher, we have computer apps class. So I think there are multiple ways we can figure out how to deliver that class, and just kind of looking at it as on a class-by-class basis to see how those can be absorbed into the schedule.
Mayer and Shotko say they're looking into grants that could help fund the expansion of adult programming in Wrangell. From her office next to the Wrangell High School gym, Shotko says she's also a local source for all kinds of information about college and scholarships.
So registering for classes, registering for programming, making applications, trying to figure out how much they owe, all of those things I can do. Scholarship information, I can help them fill out scholarships so they can come in, and it doesn't matter if they're high school or homeschool or adult students, I can help them with all of those things and point them in the right direction.
Mayer says he's seen current and former high school students getting help from Shotko from finding a path for their future to help solving a math problem. Shotko says she's talked with a lot of people in town, but she wishes more Wrangell residents would come to her for information and assistance. She also emphasizes that she can help with questions about education outside the state. The current agreement between UAS and the Wrangell School District is valid through June 2016. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Katerina Sestarek.